COVID-19 is having a range of mental health impacts, and there's been concern about the effects on young people, but there's increasing evidence that the elderly are particularly vulnerable. The New South Wales government awarded $700,000 in funding for projects aiming at reducing social isolation for seniors during COVID-19, and Bangalow Men's Shed in the Northern Rivers area of New South Wales has received some additional funding. Reporter Rob Osborne paid a cautious, socially distanced visit.
Bangalow Men's Shed is situated just off the main street and consists, as you might expect, of a solidly constructed single-storey shed with a veranda and well-kept garden areas. I sat down with President and Moving Spirit Brian Mackney in one of the workshops inside the shed. I asked him first about the activities and services on offer.
We've had quite a range of activities, and we're probably a little bit different to a lot of other sheds. We have art classes, we have exercise classes, and you might hear in the background there we've got exercise classes going on today. We have a music group. The boys come in and have a bit of a hit, playing a bit of jazz and a bit of blues. We have a community garden. We cut firewood. And that's quite aside from the normal workshop activities, because not all the guys want to cut up bits of wood and make things. They just want the camaraderie, the connectedness that a men's shed offers.
After chatting with Brian, I joined the half a dozen older men in the exercise class next door. Fitness trainer Paula Todd was putting them through a series of exercises, rotating through the stations and equipment she had set up.
So when you've got it, I want you to try and lift your eyes a little. That's much better. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. You want it to be a bit more central.
The class ended with a horizontal wind down and relaxation session, after which I asked Paula about the program she offers.
Now bring your mind up to your neck. Relax all the back of your neck, the right side of your neck, the left side of your neck, and over your throat.
Part of the brief of the Men's Shed movement is to look after people's physical well-being as well as their mental well-being. But I think that what we find with most men as they get older, they will lose strength, they will definitely lose flexibility, and they will definitely lose balance. So they're probably my three main focal points in my classes: strength training, balance training, and flexibility training.
Back in the workshop, I spoke to David, who's the Vice President and Welfare Officer at Bangalow Men's Shed. I asked him about the members drawn to the organisation. Who comes and why?
Well, we've got just over 60 members, and a wide variety of skill sets, from coal miners, dentists, doctor, engineers, school teachers. And the more important part about that is we all work side by side, and there's certainly no judgment.
In terms of welfare, what do you think is the main benefit the Men's Shed provides?
Connection. Yeah, connection with other males and the community. A lot of our members have identified a loss of identity in community from retirement, loss of wife, loss of family, particularly during the COVID period, with family being isolated from interstate and some indeed in New Zealand and other parts of the world. The COVID struggles in our community right now are being aware of what mental health, depression is happening within our community. If you have a look in recent times of suicides from young ages to over 65s in our community is frightening. The stats from Lifeline and Beyond Blue prove that in regional areas is higher than anywhere else in the state. That's a pretty significant impact that it has on our members and our community members.
On my way into the Men's Shed, I noticed a spectacular display of fruit and vegetables growing in giant planter boxes along the front of the building. Terry Wright, who has a professional background in market gardening, has involved himself in the horticultural activities at the Men's Shed. I asked him about the planter boxes.
They were old filing cabinets, and we thought we might as well put them to a bit of good use, and we've planted the veggies, like tomato, spinach and stuff, and I think everybody pretty much in the shed gets a feed of spinach in a week whenever they want it. We've also got a nursery that we've started to get up and running again now with some potted plants, herbs, orchids, stuff like that.
Whilst I was outside chatting to Terry, the boys in the band group turned up and started setting up and rehearsing for our pre-arranged recording session. Murray Hunt spoke to me about the history of the group.
These guys have been here since the beginning. People come and go. We're trying to encourage anyone who's a member of the Men's Shed to come and join in. We were closed for a few months in the Men's Shed, but once it kicked off again about 6 weeks ago, it was a great release for the guys to come down and cut loose socially and musically.
Okay then, the band seem ready, and here they are playing blues classic Talk to Me Baby.
That was the guys there from the music group at Bangalow Men's Shed, ending that report from Rob Osborne. And if you have any issues from this report, speak to your GP or Lifeline on 131114.